Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Deep Dish Radio. I'm Tim Powers. My guest today is actress and author Katherine Lee Scott. Katherine will be the first to tell you that no matter what she does, she will always be known as the actress who portrayed Maggie Evans and Josette Dupré on the 1960 soap opera Dark Shadows. But in the 45 years since Dark Shadow has stopped production, Katherine never stopped working. From a stage play with Hollywood legend Jimmy Stewart to a recent role as the Baroness on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Katherine's always been visible to her legions of loyal fans. Katherine joins us today to talk about her new novel, Jinxed, about a Hollywood actress who gets swept up in the same kind of mysteries her most famous character would find herself in. The lines between real and make-believe, which are already pretty blurry in Hollywood, get completely obscured in this exciting and funny novel. Jinxed by Katherine Lee Scott is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and from Katherine's own website at KatherineLeeScott.com. Here's my interview with actress and author Katherine Lee Scott.
It's Deep Dish Podcast. Subscribe today and tell a friend about Deep Dish Podcast with Tim Powers, with Tim Powers.
We'll open with the new book is called Jinxed, right? And it's obviously a mystery and a sequel to Down and Out in Beverly Hills. Now, for those of us who did not read Down and Out in Beverly Hills, set that one up for us.
All right, Tim. Well, first of all, it's about a woman named Meg Barnes, and she's an actress of a certain age who was in a very successful television series many years ago. Do you remember that wheel, that 90-minute wheel with Columbo and there's
McMillan and Wife and the one with the horse.
Sort of like that, and it was a show.
McLeod.
Right, and McLeod, of course. And she played a magician's assistant with a magician, like a Bill Bixby kind of character,
right,
in The Magician. Anyway, it was wildly successful. She will always be known for this role, no matter whatever else she does in her career, something I think I can identify with. And then she just marries the wrong guy, and this is a woman who is self-made and lovely friends, wonderful reputation, and she's comfortable in life, and she loses everything because her husband is a con man. He turns out to be a con man.
No, dear.
And she not only loses everything, but the FBI thinks that she was in on the scam, which leads to bankruptcy and all sorts of legal issues. In any case, she ends up living on the streets of Beverly Hills in her Ritz Volvo. She literally loses everything. But she was an amateur sleuth on this show.
Right.
And she does get pulled into certain real life situations in which those skills that her posse of very fine screenwriters came up with when she was doing the series and everything that she learned, she puts to use. So it's a lighthearted romance, because of course there's an FBI agent that she does sort of tumble for. But that is not to say that I don't deal with the gritty aspects of what it is to be homeless, because I have worked with a homeless program for a number of years in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And I was struck by the fact that there were and are women who live in their cars and have no home. And many of them that I came across, you would not, and you saw them walking down Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, you would not realize they were homeless. Such are their skills at being homeless and hiding it.
And it's a very Los Angeles thing. And on one hand, you can be trite and say, well, if you're going to be homeless, I suppose that one of the best places you can be homeless is Beverly Hills. But on the other side, I mean, I don't live that far from Beverly Hills either. And it's inescapable. So good on you
because homelessness is and all of the factors that lead up to it. You know, in working with the homeless program in Beverly Hills, I came across a number of women who, when you saw them on the street or in a department store, you would not have recognized that they were homeless.
Right.
I mean, they were just so adept at being homeless and hiding it.
Right.
And that's really the story of Meg Barnes.
Wow. And I mean, this obviously the novel comes from a place of personal experience, but there's also unabashed fiction. So, you know, the homelessness is not something you directly experience.
No, it's not. But it's something that I've indirectly experienced in the people that I've worked with in the program. But,
right.
But also, even Hilary Swank discussed the fact that she and her mother lived in a car when they first arrived in Los Angeles. And there are any number of other people who, you know, all of a sudden the circumstances, I mean, life happens, as John Lennon said.
Right.
And sometimes it happens that you lose everything. Or you're starting over, you're starting fresh. Meg Barnes is starting fresh, and she begins to find redemption. She begins to you know, find her way back.
Right.
In the second book, Jinxed is the sequel.
Right. And so while she goes through her redemption arc in the first book, what we see in the second book is her kind of finding her footing. Once she's been redeemed, she is kind of righting the ship a little bit.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
You bet. And she gets pulled into a really interesting situation where her very young co-star, the woman who is actually playing her younger self in Jinx, who newly hired, disappears right before filming is to begin.
And who's a suspect?
You know, I never want to give too much away, but
right.
What I've described all happens virtually in the first couple of pages.
Right.
And it's a real, I think the characters are pretty interesting. As a matter of fact, I got some lovely reviews for the book that talk about the quirky characters that are finely drawn, and there's a lot of humor in the story.
And a little run through a few Hollywood backlots, you know, the entertainment experience. Which
you
is...
know, both my editor and my publisher just said, you know, if you're going to do another book, what was so much fun about the first one is that we really feel that somebody who knows Hollywood, knows what it's like being on a soundstage, knows what it's like to get an early call. Please just take more, the more you can write about what it's like to be a working actress in Hollywood, please, please do it.
And so there you are. You want to know what it's like to be a working actress, as we say, of a certain age.
Well, this actress of a certain age recently was in an episode of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You were the Baroness.
I know. This is the funniest thing. I mean, you know, these comic book things, you never think you're going to be called in for that. And yet I was, and I had such a good time on it. First of all, I think that, you know, Joss Whedon and all of these things that these guys do are just so incredible. And the special effects in playing the Baroness, of course, I can say this now because it's already aired.
Right.
But of course I end up a cinder.
Yeah.
Well, doing it when you're doing it, you're playing it for real. But the special effects man has just put little pieces of green tape on your face. And those are the markers where in post-production you get incinerated. It is the funniest experience in the world.
That's amazing. Now, have you thought about the fact that your career actually went from Maggie and Josette appearing in a comic book?
Yes.
All the way to switching around and you playing a comic book character.
Okay, Tim, what do you think that says about me?
I think you've got the coolest career I've ever seen, actually.
Well, I would say that means that I'm probably versatile.
Well, there's no question about that.
Well, I completely love doing drama and things that are really, you know, very much based in, you know, the human condition. But
right. It's
also fun to kind of spread your wings and do these things where you're called upon to play an outlandish character in an outlandish situation and make it real. I mean, that's fun.
You know, and your career has spanned both ends of the special effects spectrum, too.
Oh, my God. I remember when Mike Westmore used to spend 4 hours, you know, putting on the forehead and the green pointy ears.
Right.
And so on for Star Trek The Next Generation. I mean, that was fun, too. And to go out to shoot on those amazing locations where John Wayne and Howard Hawks, you know, where all of those great westerns were being made. And there you are doing a sort of a futuristic western, which is really, I guess, kind of what, you know, Star Trek is. But it was just, I mean, those are fun experiences. I'm terribly lucky.
Yeah, it's been really a remarkable career, going all the way even to, like, even the second Great Gatsby movie.
Oh, I know. I love doing that. I love doing the Great Gatsby too, because I played such an interesting character. I played. Do you remember Karen Black?
Mm-hmm.
She was Myrtle, and I played her sister Catherine. And to work with that amazing company, and I adored the director Jack Clayton, and it was a terrific script. I really loved that film, and of course I did it at Pinewood in England, and then something like, 25 years later, I was back at Pinewood doing Dark Shadows with Johnny Depp and Tim Burton. I mean, again, this you know, coming sort of full circle, it was really interesting.
It's really, really remarkable. And just how much fun. I mean, you live it day to day, but the rest of us get to see everything as a body of work, you know, and to see, you know, you working with John Wayne, or you working with Jimmy Stewart.
Or Lana Turner.
Right. I mean, remarkable.
Yeah, no, it is amazing. And I think one of the films that probably no one has seen, and if somebody out there can get me a copy, I would be over the moon. Yeah, but I did a film in France called Providence. It was directed by Alain René, who recently passed away. Wonderful, right. Wonderful, great director. But the company was very small.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ball and the cast, the entire cast was Dirk Bogarde, David Warner, Sir John Gielgud, Ellen Burstyn, Elaine Stritch, Dennis Lawson, and me. I mean, I just counted them. That's seven people. I just named the entire cast. That was one of the highlights of my life, and it's one of the, it's one of the films probably least seen. And to be able to work comedy with Leslie Nielsen when I did
Police Squad. Work,
oh my God, Police Squad! To be working with Leslie Nielsen in totally absurdist, outrageous comedy directed by those terrific guys. I always call them Zucker Abrams Zucker because you're directed by three guys,
right?
Which was wonderful, but all three of them so talented.
There was when I first came to L.A., there was a producer who worked on the Burns and Allen show, and he wrote jokes for Jack Benny. And he sat me down one day, and he said, Tim, you know, there are two kinds of people in the world, those with funny bones and those who don't. And you, mm-hmm. my friend, you have funny bones. And the comedic chops are not an easy thing for especially a dramatic actress to have. But you managed to carry that off.
Oh, that was fun. I remember Zucker Abrams Zucker when I went into audition for it. I remember getting the script the night before and reading it and telling my husband, you know, I think this is funny. And I know it was, but I only got the sides. And then when I read this thing, I said, you know, I knew nothing about, I mean, this was all brand new. I think I did the original, the first episode.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I did the first episode. So there was no template. And so anyway, and he said, so how are you going to play it? And I said, I think I'll play it like Gene Tierney.
Oh, wow.
Now how this came up. But, you know, I went in and I played it totally straight. And one funny thing that happened with that, because she keeps talking about her dental work, and that's why, you know, she's, you know, turned to larceny.
Right.
And I thought, well, I should have braces. Well, I was already in the makeup chair, So I asked the makeup man for, and he had some dental floss. And then I had some gum in my purse, and I peeled off the silver wrapping from the white wrapping on a piece of, you know, double mint. And I took that really thin silver, and I just wound it like I was rolling a cigarette, and I rolled it around that. And then with tweezers, I pulled them through my eye teeth, because it was dental floss. And then with tweezers, he tied it in a knot behind my front teeth. So that gave me that wonderful kind of a lisp.
Yep.
And you could see the silver there. And if you couldn't, it made me feel, like I was paying for my orthodonture.
And you were made up so delightfully. I know. With the wig and everything.
Pete Tierney dressed as the big blonde. I just had such a lot of fun with it. I played it totally straight, like Gene Tierney, who had an overbite, like I've got an overbite. And I played it as Gene Tierney dressed as a big blonde with homemade orthodonture.
Let's talk for, we've got about 10 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about voice acting. You did some audio CDs, but not many people know that you've done some cartoon work too.
Well, I did a little bit, but I'll tell you, in terms of voice work, there was a film that Roman Polanski did years ago called The Tenant, starring Isabella Gianni.
Okay.
And when I was doing, when I was living in England and doing rep at the Bristol Old Vic, he hired me to revoice Isabella Gianni for the English language version,
right.
And I never had so much fun because I revoiced her for that film, and I've done a little bit of not much cartoon work, but some. I think that is such a specialized field. I would love to do more. I love doing voices.
Because we're on the Fandom Planet show, we're big fans of Happy Days, and that's okay. you did the animated Happy Days show
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and then one of our, I mean, okay, it's a footnote in the career, but still.
I mean, listen, I've done everything but work with puppets, so Or maybe I have. Anyway, no, it's really, it's funny what an actor does in a career, because, you know, they ask you, can you do this? And you say, yeah, of course. Sure. I can ride a horse backwards.
You're obviously you've been working. I wish we had time. I'd love to hear the story about how a farmer's daughter goes to being a Playboy bunny. But
can I tell you the story very quickly?
Because yeah.
Your listeners, first of all of my books are available on Amazon.com. And of course, I played Maggie Evans and Josette Dupre on Dark Shadows, and I wrote several books about Dark Shadows. I decided to, you know, kind of turn all the nonfiction on its head and write a fictional book called Dark Passages. And it actually does have a young farm girl, which I was. I grew up on a farm in Robbinsdale, Minnesota. And I went to New York and I got a job as a Playboy bunny because I needed to pay room and board. And I was still working as a Playboy bunny when I got the job on Dark Shadows. So I use some of that. As you know, writers always write about the arenas that they know. That's
sure,
an arena
sure.
I'm familiar with. And I worked it into Dark Passages, which is a very comedic, paranormal book. And I take such liberties with Laura Parker in that, you wouldn't believe.
Well.
Played Angelique. So if any of your listeners are Dark Shadows fans, Dark Passages is a really funny read.
And there you go. So that's available not only from Amazon, but from Catherine's own website, right?
Yeah,
you can order it directly from...
Yep, CatherineLeeScott.com. And I spell my name funny, CatherineLeeScott.com.
And there you go. So that's where you can get not only Dark Passages, but Jinxed and Down and Out in Beverly Hills. You can get the Dark Shadows scrapbook, which I got a first printing just a couple weeks ago from my lovely bride. She knew that I was excited about this interview, and she went out and found me a copy. So go figure.
Oh, brilliant, because it's out of print.
Yep, and it's in pretty rough shape, but it's still fun to have.
Oh, dear. Well, we've got our 50th anniversary coming up in 2016.
Right, and so what are there celebrations in plan?
Yes, and I'm not quite sure what it will entail, but our show actually premiered June 27th, 1966, which is odd because I am only 33.
Yeah, that's true, and and strangely, don't look a day over 22, which is really
weird.
I know
people say that.
Yeah,
and we are on radio, right? I'm joking.
We are very much. This is. Trust me, kids. She's gorgeous. In fact, when I mentioned I was doing this interview, I got some letters from one of my friends who's an artist for the Superman comic book.
Mm-hmm.
And he was of that age and just mentioned his Catherine crush. So he wanted to pass that along.
Well, I have a crush on Lois Lane. I have a girl crush on her, and I. And the woman who played her, Noelle Neal.
Yeah.
Oh God, I love that woman. I've met her many times. We've exchanged notes and Christmas cards, but she is just divine.
She's a firecracker, isn't she?
Oh, she's a firecracker, and she comes from my hometown, Minneapolis.
I didn't know that.
And, yeah. Oh, she's just a charmer, wonderful woman, and I loved her as Lois Lane.
Oh, she's fantastic. They're. Wow! What an incredibly small, awesome community. As the 50th anniversary approaches, I'd imagine you'll be in big demand from people like me. So I hope that
Tim, call back. I mean, let's talk again.
Okay.
I'd love to have your listeners know about what we're going to do for our 50th. It should be a big celebration. David Selby, Laura Parker, Johnny Carlin. You know, the whole gang.
Were you on the cruise?
I was.
How was the cruise?
It was wonderful. First of all, to be on a cruise with, you know, Laura, you know, the two of us had such great fun because her character, Angelique, and my character, Josette, of course, met on the island of Martinique. And Martinique was one of our destination places. So we did a little performance in the ruins of a theater in Martinique. And it was so sensational. It was really a fun experience. Laura and I are close friends.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Look forward to 2016. You said John Carlin's going to be on the cruise.
Well,
or whatever 2016 holds, he's going to be part of it.
Whatever 2016 holds, we are going to be there. There are a lot of us from original cast members that really need to celebrate this. This is a huge event.
Yeah,
and we want to do it up properly.
It's going to be fantastic. I was going to ask about John's health. He's had a bad couple of years. And so
he's doing well. I know Laura and David were able to see him recently. I've gone to visit him. He's doing fine. He's hanging in there.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, then we look forward to 2016. We look forward to the 50th anniversary of 19-year-old Maggie Evans on the very first show. Wow. Whew. And everything else, but I can't let you go without saying, all right, what's next for Kathryn Lee Scott? Where are we going to see you next?
Where will you see me next? I don't know. Lord knows there are plenty of reruns. I'm going to do a bit of traveling, attending a few writers' conferences, and I'm even going to visit Cuba. I thought that would be a fun thing to do.
Wow.
And I even write about the fantasy of visiting Cuba in Dark Passages.
And there you go. So check
and
these
now I'm
out.
Realizing it.
Fantastic. Well, that's what being of a certain age can do for you, with all due respect. So there you go. The books are available at KatherineLeeScott.com or available on Amazon. There will be a link on the page. Katherine, I will be in touch with you, and look forward to seeing what 2016 holds for you and the rest of 2015. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tim. Talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Have a safe trip.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.